السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته وعبد المفتي عبد القادر صاحب. Once again, أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا. الكتاب, the question is, if a person swears, does it nullify their fast or does it make it makruh?
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. There's a beautiful hadith in Targhib wa Tarhib and in Ibn Hibban. Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Laysa siyam anil akli wa shurbi. Fasting is not only that we abstain from eating, drinking. Innama siyamu anil lagwi wa rafas. The true meaning of fasting is all our limbs, our entire body anatomy. We protect it from all types of vices and sins and so forth. So now you go in Ramadan, you're swearing this one, F&Bs and so forth and so on. So it becomes makruh and your reward is diminished and decreases. Remember that. Always remember Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah was a genius. He used to wear a ring. On that ring was engraved, Jirmuhu Swagir wa Jurmuhu Kabir. The size of the tongue is small, but the crime it commits is big. You tell somebody F&B and so forth. Even Laylatul Qadr, you go ask him forgiveness. He might forgive you, but he'll never just forget. Whenever he sees you, he will remember, this person told me these words here, Chinese, Greek, Russian, Portuguese and everything. So that is the harm we cause. Remember that. So therefore, we must control our tongue and our temper as well.
Iftisab, can one shower when sitting for Sunnat Etikaf?
People look for all type of hilas and shortcuts, and especially the ladies say, no, I want to sit sunnat etikaf. But every day they want to go take shower. The men also, they say, no, I want to give one skate, like, you know, to take one smoke. So then when I go to toilet, then from there I go to bathroom, and your etikaf is broken by. So etikaf is not some holiday and tourist resort and so forth. Etikaf means a lupsu fil masjid. You must stay in the masjid quietly. What is the aim purpose of etikaf? A husulu laylatul qadri. To obtain and attain laylatul qadr, the night of majesty, the night of destiny. So all this running around, showering here, there, your etikaf is broken, and that is the fatwa. And then you will have to make qaza according to Hanafis only for one day. That is, for example, your etikaf broke, so tonight Maghrib you sit in a masjid till tomorrow Maghrib, and obviously you'll be fasting. So one day qaza only if your sunnat etikaf breaks, according to Shafi's, Maliki's, Hanbali's, because etikaf is sunnah, not sunnat muakkada alal kifaya like the Hanafis say. So in a case like that, there's no qadha as well, according to majority scholars and jurists.
Iftisab, is there any fazilat if a person passes away on the day of Eid al-Fitr?
Remember Imam Bukhari rahimahullah passed away in that day there, but there's no particular fazilat and virtue for that. You must remember, if we say there is virtue, fazilat and so forth, then we have to bring dalil. So remember, manidda'a shay'an falay dalil. If you claim something, you have to substantiate it, corroborate it with dalil and evidence and so forth. So Imam Bukhari rahimahullah passed away like that, you must remember. But remember, we can't say that that is now a special virtue or something or so forth. So yes, if that Eid day is on a Friday, so then there will be reward. Man man tawaffahu Allahu yawm al-jumu'ah aw laylataha waqahu Allahu min fitnati al-qabr. Whoever passes away on a Friday, the day of Friday or the night of Friday, with Iman and Islam. Otherwise, thousands and millions of non-Muslims passed away. So on a Friday, Abu Jahl died on a Friday in Ramadan, dispatched to Jahannam. So Iman is a condition and prerequisite. وَقَاهُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فِتْنَةِ الْقَبَرِ. Allah will protect that person from the torment, punishment of the grave. Authentic hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif.
Just to find out if our kids are between the ages of 13 and 16 and have more than the zakat amount in their possession for more than 1 year, do they have to pay zakat?
100% according to all four schools. Zakat is compulsory upon them. They 13, 14, 15 years old. They got Kruger coins. They got money and so forth under the mattress, pala pala, or in the bank or whatever. So 100% Zakat is compulsory upon them. 2.5%, remember, on the current market value for your Kruger coins and what have you. So in that way there, that you must ensure. So Zakat will be compulsory. Fitra will be compulsory. All of you must pay your fitra today and try and pay it now. You must remember that hadith in Sahih Ibn Khuzaymah, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ تَزَكَى. Indeed, that person is successful who paid his zakatul fitr, his sadaqatul fitr. Minimum 35 rand per person. So I pay for myself, I pay for my wife, and I pay for my minor children, you see. So that is there. And you pay more, is all the better. Alhamdulillah, I paid mine yesterday. So you must remember that. So just pay more, finish and clear what you would die or something. وَذَكَ رَسْمَ رَبِّهِ. And then for each day, you read takbir. And you read takbir loudly. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, walillahi alhamd. To read it loudly, that is the verdict of Shafi'is, Maliki's, Hanbali's, and Imam Abu Hanifa's two greatest students, Sahibain, Imam Abu Yusuf, Imam Muhammad, rahimahullah. Only Imam Abu Hanifa says that you read softly. So majority scholars, so we encourage people to read it loudly, alhamdulillah. Zayyinu a'yadakum bitakbir. The Hanafi school is teaching you, Sahibain are teaching you. So what's the problem? No problem. Beautify your Eid with takbir, rawahu tabarani. So that is there. Qad aflaha man tazakka wa dhakara isma rabbihi faswalla, and perform your Eid al-Fitr salat. So see, Quran is telling you also. The hadith is mentioned in Targhib wa Tarhib and in Sahih Ibn Khuzaymah.
Mufti Sahib, I have a friend who is a revert and his mom passed away, who is a Christian. His family wants him to be a pallbearer at the funeral. Is this permissible?
Totally haram. That one sheikh there in Cape Town, he talk nonsense, you understand? He says, no, the ayat surah 9 verse 84 was revealed for munafiqeen and hypocrites. So, but Quran says in front, وَلَا تُسْوَلِّ عَلَىٰ أَحَدٍ مِّنْهُمْ مَاتَ أَبَدًا وَلَا تَقُمْ عَلَىٰ قَبْرِ. You can't pray for them, you can't go by the grave, you can't go to the cemetery. إِنَّمْ كَفَرُوا بِاللَّهِ. So they are kafir, Quran says. Quran says Christians are kafir. لَقَدْ كَفَرَ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ ثَالِثُ ثَلَاثَ. Indeed, they committed kufr, those who believe in Trinity and so forth. So for any non-Muslim, you cannot go to the graveyard, you can't be a pallbearer, you can't be a person going there for the memorial service. All that is haram. You make all this halal, you go out of the fold of Islam. You're rejecting chapter 9, verse 84, clearly, explicitly enshrined in the noble Quran. Tell them all that haram and not permissible.
Mufti Sahib, can men make intention of nafil etikaf every time they go to the masjid?
Throughout the year you make intention. We just went to the masjid now and came back. So you make it a habit, nawaitul itikaf ma dumtu fil masjid. In any language, Ya Allah, I make intention for itikaf, nafil itikaf. So you made intention for half an hour, and after 5-10 minutes you came out, permissible, no problem. You made intention for half an hour, and you stayed 1 hour, 2 hours, no problem. Story time. Hazrat Sheikh Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sheikh al-Hadith Nawar Allahu Marqadahu, he went to Saharanpur. You must remember, he left Saharanpur and went to Medina Munawwara. He passed away, you know, in 1982, first Shaban, last etikaf was here in Durban. And we always think of Maulana Yusuf Tutla Rahimahullah when we speak of that. Allah grant Maulana Jannat al-Firdaus. So when Sheikh left, you understand, in the 70s, 73, 74, whenever he left. So then he migrated, you see. So Hazrat Maulana Ilyas, Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Zakariya al-Kandelwi, Thumma al-Madani. First Kandelwi and then Madani. And he passed away there, right? So now, whenever he is to enter Masjid Nabawi, you know, with a wheelchair and all. So you must remember that he is to make intention of Nafil Etikaf. So one student asked him, Hazrat, kitne martaba aapne niyat ki? Every day you're making intention for the fil-i'tikaf. So Shaykh al-Hadith, that's what the proper Shaykh al-Hadith now. So Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith said, agar ek martaba bi Allah ke yaha kabool hai, to hamara behra paar hai. So if once also is accepted by Almighty Allah, then we are 100% successful. So that is what our intention should be, that we make intention of nafil i'tikaf. You ladies, your namaz room, prayer room, whenever you enter there, you make your intention of nafil i'tikaf. All, this is all a flexible issue and nothing to do with Ramadan. The whole year you do so, all permissible. Al-babu wasi'un, the whole thing is flexible, remember.
Mufti Saab, can a woman keep her Shawwal fast together with her qazas that she missed in Ramadan?
You, my sister, you must 6 fast because of your haiz, because of your menses, because of your nafaki. So the hadith of Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu anh mentioned in Muslim Sharif, he Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Man Sama Ramadan, you kept all the fasts of Ramadan, 30 fasts, 29 fasts, whatever the case is. Thumma, thereafter, subsequently, Atba'ahu bisittim min Shawwal, you followed it up with the 6 fasts of Shawwal, Kana kasiyam iddahar, then you receive the reward as though you kept fast the whole year. Because the maximum amount of days in an Islamic year is 360. Why 30 days for the 12 months? So it doesn't happen like that. Some months will be 29 also, but nevertheless. So if you kept 29, 30 day fast, so you got 300 reward. So 6 days, then 60 days, 60 reward. Dalil is mentioned in the hadith, open Targhib wa Tarhib, Ibn Majah, all that you will find. Man ja'a bil hasana falahu ashram saliha, whoever does a good deed is multiplied times 10. But now you have to keep your qada fast first. That is compulsory, mandatory. Then you worry about the sunnah fast and that which is not obligatory. So today the ummah want to kill, you see, 2-3 birds with one stone. So after Eid, Eid is Monday, inshallah. So Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, whenever you want to start, say, no, I make intention for qada and for Shawwal, not permissible that. According to majority scholars, not permissible. You must keep your qada fast first, and then you worry about the Shawwal fast.
Isab, is it permissible to pay zakat in advance if there is a fear of not having the money to pay zakat when it's due?
This masla is called ta'ajilu zakat, to pay advance zakat. I pay for 2026, 2027, 1447, 1448, 49, 50, like that. So 2-3 years also is all fine. However, you are alive and now Ramadan came, for example. So you must calculate, you paid 1,000 rand, you paid 10,000, you paid 100,000 zakat. So if that is the amount that is due, well and good. If you underpaid, so you have to start paying the balance and so forth. If you overpaid, then you can't say, no, you're carrying it for the following year. So you must make this intention and say, Ya Allah, I overpaid. So that must be for the previous years. When I did not calculate properly, it will compensate for the previous years. So you call that Jabir-e Nuksan, and that will compensate for the deficiency of the past. So that is how it will work. You must remember, totally permissible.
Mufti Saab, what is the sunnah after completing the Quran in Taraweeh? Most people have brides nowadays. Is this a sunnah?
Remember that I just spoke of it now in the masjid. We went now for the salat and then I mentioned a hadith. So I said, see, some masajid, they are completing Quran Sharif on 27 nights. South Africa, that's tomorrow night, Thursday night. And remember that some masajid, they're completing 29th night, okay? So whether it's 27, 29, very good, all that acceptable, permissible. But you, O Muslim, your own Quran which you are reading, then you are in Makkah, Medina, you are in Aqsa, you are in other parts of the world, where today is already Wednesday, the 26th of Ramadan, and tonight is your 27th night. So your personal Quran, which you are reading, try and complete it tonight, if tonight is 27th night, wherever you are. We, South Africa, Southern Africa, Mauritius, tomorrow night is Laylatul Jumu'ah, is Laylatul Qadr also, inshallah, 90-95%. So it's excellent if you can complete your Quran Sharif tomorrow night. You must remember that. So in Taraweeh, oh, you must remember your personal. Why in Taraweeh? You go open Fatawa Hindiya. The Arab ulama call it Fatawa Hindiya. Our ulama, India, Pakistan, they call it Fatawa Alamgiri. He assembled 500 great giants and ulama and they compiled this book. So in there, the discussion of Quran Sharif comes. How many chapters in the Noble Quran? 114. How many verses in the Noble Quran? 6,236. How many ruku? How many sections in the Noble Quran? 540. So what must we do with that? So every night in Taraweeh, you read 20 rakats according to all four schools. So per rakat, you read one ruku. So every night, you will read 20 ruku. So therefore, you will complete your Quran Sharif on the 27th night. So that is the secret of 540. And remember, it's excellent for a person to complete the Quran Sharif. These brides and all that people have nowadays, all haram, not permissible. You must remember that. Why haram? Number one, that you're killing time. Number two, you're wasting time and you're causing so much harm to your neighbors and other people. You must remember that. You kick up such a racket and make a noise and all too. Three, you have a big bride and then you miss your tahajjud salat or you miss your sihri, your suhoor, or you miss fajr salat. So what good is that bride? Allah's curse be on such bride. No sunnat business. We make shukr to Allah. We completed the Quran Sharif. Last night I completed. So it's just me and my wife. So we made dua, alhamdulillah. I told her, now we have to turn 100% to Almighty Allah. Write down this, you students, ulama. Allama Nawawi, he never got married. 45 years old, he passed away. He wouldn't have food. One meal per day he would have. I'm not speaking of Ramadan. Whole year. One meal a day. He said, I don't have time to eat, to tell me about marriage and all these things. I'm not suggesting we mustn't get married. I'm trying to show you qadru zaman indal ulama, how the ulama appreciated their time and they used their time. Every second, every moment, manat for them, aghla indana min al-zahabi wal-fidda, was more valuable for us than gold and silver put together. Those were the real akabir in them. A'lamu an-nas bi madhhabi shafi'iyya. He passes away at the age of 45. Go and read Muslim Sharif. One of the greatest commentaries is Minhaj by Allama an-Nawawi. Go read his Riyadus Salihin. At the age of 7, he already saw and experienced Laylatul Qadr. Our Ustad, Sheikh Muhammad Ali Sabuni, he edited one Riyadu Salihin, and in there where he writes his biography, he says at the age of 7, this youngster already saw. He's telling his parents, I'm seeing nur, radiance everywhere. So then his parents say, but we're not seeing. They went to the mashayikh and said this. He said he is destined to be a star. And all at the age of 7, he experienced Laylatul Qadr. Allama Nawawi rahimahullah wrote so many books on the fiqh Shafi'iyya. If a person wants to study, you can't study Shafi'i fiqh through Hidayah and all that. You just waste your time. It's an indictment upon us Hanafis. We want to study Shafi'i school through Hanafi books. How that can be possible? So you must go to all the books of Allama Nawawi rahimahullah, Al-Majmu' and that, to understand fiqh Shafi'iyya. So Allama Nawawi writes his Arba'een. In day he wrote this. He's a big lesson for all of us, that when he should complete the Quran Sharif throughout the year, then Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam made dua for him. Allahumma for Anas bin Malik, Allahumma barik lahu fi ahlihi wa malihi. Ya Allah, give him barakah in his wealth, in his children, progeny. He saw his children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, great-great-grandchildren, more than 100 he saw. And his wealth and his farms and orchard, twice a year there were harvests and crops. So when he's to finish Quran, whoever were present there, jama'ah lahu wa iyalahu, and is to make collective dua. Go see the Arba'een of Nawawi. And in Kitabul Azkar, Allama Nawawi writes, minimum 4,000 angels come down on the occasion of Khatmul Quran just to say Ameen, Ameen, Ameen. Therefore, it's a historic memory, it's a great, momentous occasion, remember that. So you must give this wonderful dua and so forth and so on. But end of the day, dua alone doesn't work. We must change and stay away from all haram things. Then the dua will become effective, inshallah.
Mufti Sahab, if after Sehri time finishes and we still eat 2-3 minutes up, does the roza break?
You must be very careful with that. Some timetables by the ulama, like the Jamiat one in Natal, right? You will see, now I don't know today what is the time, Junaid Mota, he'll tell you, you understand. So anyway, that they got Sehri ends. So that Sehri ends is precautionary time. And then 3-4 minutes, 5 minutes after that is the real time, the Suhoor ends, and then Fajr time starts. So if after the precautionary time you ate 1, 2, 3 minutes, your fast is still valid. But if it's written there, this is the final Sehri time, and then beyond that you went and you ate, your fast is broken before it even started. So one qadha will be compulsory, and after eat you must keep one qadha only, that's all, nothing else, and make tawbah and beg Almighty Allah Jalla Wala for forgiveness.
Mufti Sahab, is it permissible to have a dread disease cover?
Not permissible. There's jutlas and zionists and that. Everything they will tell you, have a cover for this, have a cover for this. So why? So they can make money. Before you die, pay for your funeral, you see. So you go into debt before your death. You see that? So that is how they play the game, this kuffar and the Zionists and jutlas and all. They are scumbags of the earth. So you must remember that Islam not permissible. So now, every day, what must you read? Read now with me. Read now. The hadith is authentic in Abu Dawood and in Sunan Nasai. I'll read it twice. Read. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min sayyi'il asqam. Oh, beloved Allah, Jalla Wala, I seek your protection from the dreaded diseases, from the evil sicknesses. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min sayyi'il asqam. And for all times, we want safety, protection in our health, our wealth, our iman, our Islam. Salullaha al-afiyah. Hadith Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Sayyidina Abbas, his chacha, his kaka, his paternal uncle, his am and passive rule. So 3 times the master alayhi salam told him. Authentic hadith in Tirmidhi. Say, Allahumma inna nas'aluka al-afwa wal-afiyah. We ask of you, Ya Allah, forgiveness. We beg of you, afiyah. So in that way, Allah will protect us, insha'Allah al-Aziz. Leave all this cover and all that. It's not permissible. It's all money-making gimmicks, you know. So the jutlas, they make this all invented, all these crimes here.
Mufti Sahab, what khatam should we read before moving into a new house? And on which day is it good to move? And is it good to make fish curry when you move in the house?
That's a fishy story, remember that. That's a machli story there. Because you're in Durban, you say, machi sabse achi. You know that story. Machi sabse achi. So that's a fishy story. There's nothing like that. Which day is the best day to move into your new house, your new premises? On a Wednesday. Dalil. Go open Maqasid Hasana, Allama Sakhawi, Rahimahullah. Mother Aisha Siddiqa says, you want to get married, you want to go do this, do that, start on a Wednesday. Therefore, one of the famous Hanafi scholars, Allama Marghinani, Rahimahullah, whenever the academic year would start, he would start teaching on a Wednesday. And that also is mentioned by Maqasid Hasana, by Allama Sakhawi. Our Akabir, our Asatiza, our Mashayikh, Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib Nawwarallahu Marqadahu, Darulum Karachi started 1953-1954, and Hazrat Mufti Sahib passed away on the 10th of Shawwal 1976. So he was one of the greatest scholars, jurors Indo-Pak produced. Remember that the madrasa, I studied there, so I know madrasa used to open on Wednesdays. You go Jalalabad, Hazrat Ji, Hazrat Mohana Masihullah Khan Sahib Nawwarallahu Marqadahu, our Sheikh also. So remember on Friday 92 he passed away. So Miftahul Ulum, so used to start on a Wednesday if you ask the old students. Now things may be changed and all that. So you move in on a Wednesday. You can't move in on Wednesday, then move in on Friday. Friday is Sayyidul Ayyam. You don't need khatam, nothing. You, husband, wife, children, read Surah Baqarah, the entire surah. Not you put the CD on and tape on and then, no, you must read. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's authentic hadith in Muslim Sharif, Iqra Surah Al-Baqarah, read Surah Baqarah, fa inna akhadhaha baraka. So when you read it, it will bring about barakah, blessing. Wa tarkaha hasra, and you don't read it, it will bring about remorse and regret. And wala yastati'uha al-batala. Today, jealousy is rife and rampant. People will make mashallah, subhanallah, but inside their hearts are burning. Why this person got a new house, new shop, new premises, new car? So that is the world today. You see, munafiqeen and hasideen and haqideen, majority of the people are like that. So we don't say all, but majority we can say. So you must remember, so Allah Ta'ala will protect you from the evil forces. So read that. So we told you the time, we told you what to read, give out charity, read 2 rakat salat, mashallah, shukran lillahi ta'ala, Allah ta'ala makan aur makin, dono ko barakat ata farmai, makan the house, makin the people who will stay there in that house, you see. We moved in here on the 16th of January, 2001, you see, it was a Tuesday. And then I read Surah Baqarah, everything is there. And 22nd January, then I started my a new life, you see, life in the media with CII. So there's a Monday, 22nd January 2001. They told me there's the studio. We got no programs playing, nothing. Only Quran and Nazam, Naat and all that playing. So I said, Mazana, they say, no time, just go. So they put me in the deep end and I started, A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitanir Rajeem. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. So that is our history, geography, you see that. So you read Surah Baqarah and that. And all that fish story, people took that from where? The first meal you will get in Jannah is fish. So they said, if that is fish in Jannah, so in our palace here, so let us have fish. But that is not a sunnah. That we will say is a fishy story. Remember that. So you have anything provided, it is halal and tayyibah. So that is what Islam teaches us.
Mufti Sahab, if a woman has istihaza, she noticed blood, but it was only spotting for less than a day and didn't bleed at all after that. Does she need to make ghusl?
Yesterday, a guy from Algeria, they sitting somewhere in Ireland, in Dublin and all that, so they asked the question. He say, you know, Eid day, the ladies, they must go to the Eidgah. And the hadith is in Bukhari Sharif. Even the ladies in menses, they went. So there one guy was telling me, this Algerian guy, so I must answer him. So I answered him, you took one hadith from Bukhari Sharif, you forgot the Quran Sharif, you forgot the Sunnah Mubarakah, you forgot the Ta'amul of Sahaba. Quran Sharif teaches us chapter 33, verse 33, وَقَرْنَ فِي بُيُوتِكُنَّ. You women must stay glued to your homes, running around here, there, all that, running a taxi, take children to school, madrasa. Since when all that is permissible? Not permissible all. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam's authentic hadith in Tirmidhi, إِذَا خَرَجَتِ الْمَرْأَى, that when a lady comes out of a house, وَهِيَ مُتَأَتِّرَى, and then she is, you must remember, in her, with her lipstick, dubstick, and her makeup. And فَمَرَّ بِمَجْلِسِ كَذَا, the men can see her, she can see the man. فَيَا زَانِيَا, she is an adulteress, she's a loose lady. Who said that? Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's haram for you to go for Eid Salat, Jummah Salat, all that. And you know how you're going to dress, brand new clothes, and all makeup, lipstick, dubstick. You become a zaniya, authentic hadith. Second one. Third one. In Targhib wa Tarheeb is mentioned, Abdullah ibn Masood, one of the greatest muftis of the Sahaba, he, when the women used to come for Jummah Salat, they used to stand outside. Say, go home, go home. Don't come enter here. Akhiruhunna min haythu akharahunna Allah. Sheikh Albani said, hadith is sahih. Go open the whole chapter there. So you must be very clear on that. In this day and this age, not permissible. So I asked him one question. You say, the ladies in their menses and periods must be brought. So everybody to the Eidgah will know that this is the leaking Jamaat. This is the spotting Jamaat. Where's your brains, man? Come off it, man. Your brains is also in your leaking or what? You must remember that. How can Muslims ever take their ladies there and you put them in the Eidgah, say you sit one side and everybody will know this is the leaking Jamaat. You understand? So that is Muslim today. Afala ta'qilun. Study one hadith and think you're a allama. Yudillu bihi kathira wa yahdi bi kathira. So remember that. Totally haram it is. So you, my sister, you in istihada. The ladies in istihada, remember you continue everything, your fasting, your salat, tilawat of Quran. But only one law you must remember, and that is that you will be making fresh wudu for every first salat. Ameen. I'm going to Nas pray today, our program before Maghrib, Masjid al-Furqan, and that will be half an hour before that, and after the Taraweeh Witr, another program in Masjid al-Furqan, inshallah, Nas pray. Barakallahu feek. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.